Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tincture. And we are discussing 365 days of gentle parenting while I just completed my journey of day 16. Today was a particularly difficult day. Why? Because both the kids seem to be having withdrawal symptoms. Withdrawal symptoms because we are slated to fly back to Kolkata on Monday morning, and they saw me that I have started packing. It's been a month that we've been here and all my stuff is all over the place. So I have started packing and the kids are having their withdrawal symptoms. And the signs of withdrawal symptoms are that they want their grandparents to pamper them to no end. And pampering them means giving them a lot of sweets, a lot of chips, and a lot of packaged junk food, which is almost like testing my patience. So yes, with the younger one, he had crying bouts around 10 times during the day. And I really didn't know what to do. So 8 of the 10 times I tried to distract him. I managed his expectations. But the last 2 times I couldn't do anything. I just asked my parents that please let him cry. Let him go through that tunnel and he will manage himself. So I had read this somewhere else also that sometimes you just need to sit by your kid's side and let them go through that complete journey of throwing a tantrum, having that bout of crying, and then coming to terms with the situation on their own. So that's what I did for the last 2 times that he had a cry bout. And while I was busy preparing for my 2 sessions today, so I have 2 live sessions today, so while I was busy preparing for them, the younger boy refused to sleep. I only managed to keep both the boys in separate rooms so that I could focus on my work. The younger one refused to sleep and I noticed that it was the sugar high that was at play. And I told my mother, you know, itne sare toffee khaye pure din mein and that's the reason he can't sleep now. And my mother was like, she has been alien to the concept of sugar high. I was like, okay, I didn't know it works like this. And I told her my life is difficult because I know much more. So we had a good hearty laugh over that. But yes, with the younger one, things were very difficult yesterday. I was so exhausted that I could not, exhausted physically and emotionally, that I could not do the recording last night. And thus I'm doing it today morning. And I am hoping that I'm sounding much more cheerful than I was last night. That's about it about the younger one. The elder one, I noticed something about that. The reason why slightly older kids get irritated or have anger issues is that we are not able to manage their expectations well. So we set an expectation to get the kids to comply with what we want them to do. And then when we are not able to meet their expectations, they feel betrayed. It's like a trust failure for them. And they're like, okay, why did you do this to me? It might sound to us like a small thing, but these days, because I am much more conscious about whatever I do and say to my kids and whatever my kids do and feel, I realize that we went to this place called Pinjore Gardens. And when I was young, they used to have animals. So I told my kids that there might be animals there. And they were so excited to see the monkeys that when we reached there, we figured that they had stopped keeping animals in Pinjore Garden. And my older son was extremely, extremely upset about it. For once, I wanted to react and say, what's the big deal? But then I stopped myself. I did tell him that how can I help you? Because even I didn't know that they had stopped keeping animals here. What is my fault? And then he was like, what is my fault, Mama? I was expecting to see animals and I now feel that my trip has been wasted. I took a deep breath and I had to look around and I had to find something that would lure his attention. And we found a toy train. So the good part is that we did find a toy train and eventually the kids felt that yes, they have had a good trip, a good 3 hours of outing from the home, and I let the older son also navigate through the map. We really didn't need the map because my father knew the way, but I let him do that because he likes watching maps. And it's a skill again. I think navigating through maps in today's day is a skill. So I let him do that. And I was glad that he was happy when we reached back home. That's about my day today. But just when I was looking at both my kids playing, I was reminded of a phase when I could not leave both the kids together because they were not in that age bracket and they were not grown up enough to make use of each other's company. Rather, my older one was often jealous of the younger one, saying that I have noticed you have been paying much more attention to him rather than me. And it was obvious because I was doing that. The younger one was physically dependent on me and I had to pay him more attention, while with the elder one I was only paying him attention, mostly paying him attention due to his academics. So that was a phase when I was trying to balance between the toddler and the pre-primary student. And kids notice all that, and my older son would make a remark or two about it, and I was scared that this should not result in a sibling rivalry. So yeah, like, you know, life of a mother is an extremely overwhelming journey, and adding cream to the milk is that when you have two kids, you have to deal with their tantrums, you have to also deal with their jealousy. And my life, I have seen cases of siblings wherein sibling jealousy has resulted in ugly situations, leaving the parents helpless and hopeless. So that was one thing that I have been very conscious about all my life. And especially when I became a mother, it became even more so because I have mentioned earlier, right? I live in a joint family and my kids have another cousin, another one on the way. But the new baby will be quite younger, so I am hoping that they will not bring him in his radar of comparison. But the girl in the house, she is always in that radar and they are always fighting over what is it that you want, what is it that I want. But as a mother of my own two kids, I want to make sure that there is no sibling jealousy amongst them, and I've been very conscious about it. So when my younger child was about to be born, Nick was just around 2.5 years, 3 years. Still, I would try and condition him and orient him that there's going to be another baby in the house and Mama might need to pay him attention. So you can seek help from dad, you can seek help from grandma, but you can come back to mom whenever you want to. It's not that mom is not going to be with you, but the time is going to get limited. I am not sure how things work out with him, because living in a joint family, seriously, kids, especially when you're living with grandparents, it's very soon that kids stop looking up to the parents for emotional support. They come to them only when they need something. But yes, I've been lucky that my kids, my older son especially, had his grandparents and he had us too, and we have been able to support him emotionally. Because I remember this one instant that when Laksh was born, the younger one was born, Nick was shifted to his grandparents' bedroom to sleep. And one fine morning, he came and knocked my door saying, "Are you only his parents?" And it just shook me. It took me by a shock. And we bought in a mattress. And we made sure that all four of us were sleeping in the same room. And it has been only 1 year that we have now moved both the kids together to a separate room. So someone might argue that, you know, one has shifted out, you shifted one out when he was 7 years old, while the younger one moved out while he was just 4 years old. But I think that's okay. At least they know that they were moved out of the room into their separate bedrooms at the same time. Parents did not discriminate. That's a big fear, you know. My mother's biggest fear is that any of her two daughters might say that she has discriminated. I can see that it gets funny sometimes, but yes, I think I have also inherited that fear from her. So that was one thing that I made sure of, that try and balance between the attention that you need to give to the younger one and the elder one. And this becomes the primary challenge, especially when you have kids closer in the age. When you have an older sibling who's much older, they become much more understanding, and then you can involve them in taking care of the younger sibling, while that was not the case with me. So yes, you have to balance that out somewhere and somehow. And another thing that I did was that I built up absolutely separate routines for the kids. So it again became a challenge because they were not very quite apart age-wise. But still, there was a separate routine for the older one because he had to go to his kindergarten, play school, and then I wouldn't put him to sleep in the afternoons while the younger one was sleeping. I would pay attention to him with his learning activities, a little bit of free play, and then put him to sleep early in the evening. And that gave me enough time to breathe with just one kid. So I was rearing or bringing up two kids, but for almost the entire day, I was taking care of just one kid at a time. And that was a big, big relief. While that's not the case today, I miss those days because they wake up together, they sleep together, and they are creating a ruckus the entire day. So, but at least until the time when the younger one is physically dependent on you, I think this technique works well. And that's one thing. And the other thing is that never ever compare. So, a couple of days ago, or rather a couple of weeks ago, I just happened to say to Laksh that, "Don't you see your brother doing this? Don't you think that he's right and you should be following him?" And once I had said that, yes, the bullet was out of the gun, but I went into a contemplative mode and I thought about what I had said. And I thought about the moment when in the future he might come back and say, "You have always appreciated Bhaiya's attitude. You never liked my attitude," which is not true. I was just trying to make him improve on certain things. And then I vowed to myself that I will never compare. Whatever is happening, you as an individual, you're receiving feedback, or you're being scolded, whatever is happening, it's you as an individual. It has got nothing to do with your behavior or performance vis-a-vis your sibling. So that's something, this needs training. So you need to train your mind to never compare your kids. It's easy to say, if he can do it, why can't you? If he didn't do it, why did you? But you have to train your mind. I think that I am in the process. I'm not there yet, but I will get there. That you have to be very conscious of not comparing your kids. They are individuals after all. So there's this one thing that I often tell people who keep judging, who tend to judge other people, that why can't they do this? Like, why can't they have behaved in this manner? According to me, this would have been an appropriate behavior. Why does she act so differently? And I told them that now that I'm a mother of two kids, and I see that my two kids who came out of my body, who have my chromosomes and DNA, they are so different. And if my two kids can be different, people in the world can be poles apart. So yes, that's one life lesson that I have received after becoming a mother of two. But never compare your kids one against the other. It might just foster the sibling jealousy. It may not come out immediately, but one day when they're grown up, it might just blow out of proportion. So be very careful as a parent. It's for toddlers, it's for your tweens, teens. If you have kids at any age, you have been comparing between your kids, stop that right now. And then there's one thing that I have learned from my mother's life. I and my sister, we could be fighting for whatever reason and at whatever frequency. But the moment my mother would step in, we would both be on one side and we would both start fighting our mother. And my mom would always put her hands up and say, okay, I made a mistake. I tried to intervene in your fight. And that would then turn into a hilarious situation. And it has become a thing of, you know, stories that have been told to my kids, that you may fight together, you may fight against each other, but the moment mom steps in, just tell her to stay away. Take care of your fights on your own. Let her not stay away, because she never let me step in. So but I take it as a tip, you know, that never take sides during a sibling fight, because if it doesn't turn into a funny incident like in our case, it might foster jealousy towards the other sibling, whoever side you take. So if you're thinking that, okay, let me take sides, one this way and one other way, it won't work, because you don't know who's going to be right and who's going to be wrong. And even if they are right or wrong, let them figure it out for themselves. It's no appraisal of a company going on. There is nothing much at stake except for their personality growth, their growth and development. So this is my mantra these days. Whenever you feel like reacting on impulse, just take a deep breath and focus and try and think, how does it impact? How does your reacting impact in the larger picture, in the larger scheme of things? Can you avoid reacting? That would be the best ideal situation. Avoid reacting. And that's about it. I think I've talked much more vis-a-vis the other days. I think it's the morning energy, because this is the first episode that I have recorded in the morning, first thing after waking up. And it's the morning energy that made me speak so much. But let me see how I keep up with this routine. And you are listening to Anupriya Chaudhary at Mommy Tencture, and we are at day 16 of 365 days of general parenting.